So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited Rav who said, Chalitza b'sula tzarech l'achzar kol ha'achan. In the case of chalitza b'sula, a weak chalitza, when yibum is not possible due to an iser, all brothers must give chalitza. The chalitza b'sula of one brother does not release the yavama from the zika of the other brothers. The Gemara also cites Shmuel, who according to the second pshat disagrees and says, Echad chalitz l'kulan. The chalitza b'sula of one brother does release her from the other brothers. The Gemara here cites another ruling of Shmuel, which seems to contradict this ruling. Amar Shmuel, Cholitz la'achayis lo'y niftru tzaris. L'tzaris niftru achayis. The scenario is as follows. There are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shimon and Levi were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and also each had another unrelated wife, Bilhah v'Zilpah. If Shimon and Levi die, they all fall for Yibum to Reuven. He cannot be miyabim any one of them midrabanan, because Rachel and Leah are each achesu kukasli, and Bilhah v'Zilpah are each tzaras achesu kukasli. This would render chalitza with any one of them a chalitza psula. However, as Rav Ashi later explains, Deloyalima zika leshavi letzara ke'erva, since they are only asam midrabanan, the isra of tzaras achesu kukasai is weaker than the isra of achesu kukasai, which makes the chalitza of the tzaras less of a chalitza psula than the chalitza of the achayas, and Shmuel holds that we must always do the better chalitza. Therefore, Amar Shmuel, cholitz la'achayas loy niftru tzaras, letzaras niftru achayas. If he did the weaker chalitza with the sisters, Rachel and Leah, their co-wives, Bilhah v'Zilpah, are not released. If he did the stronger chalitza with the co-wives, Bilhah v'Zilpah, the sisters, Rachel and Leah, are released. Apparently, Shmuel holds that a chalitza b'sula is effective only for the one who performed it. The Gemara reconciles Shmuel's opinion as follows. Ki karmer Shmuel chalitza ma'al yabi'inon hanemili lemifter etzirasa avemifter anavsha patra. There is a difference between the Yavamas and the brothers. A chalitza b'sula of one Yavama does not release the other Yavamas, but a chalitza b'sula of one brother releases this Yavama from the other brothers. Shmuel issued two similar rulings. Chalitz l'bailas haget le'nifter etzara, le'tzara nifter l'bailas haget. If the Yavam gave a get to his Yavama, he can no longer be miyam har midrabanan, but he must still give her chalitza to release her from the zika. Therefore, her chalitza is a chalitza psula and does not release her tzara. However, the chalitza of the tzara releases the one who received the get. Similarly, chalitz labailas hamaimer lo nifter tzara, litzara nifter bailas maimer. If the yavam gave his yavama a maimer and he then decides not to be miyavam her, he must give her chalitza to release her from the zika and a get to release her from the maimer, which is kedusha midrabanan. Her chalitza is considered chalitza psula because without the get, it does not release her completely. Therefore, it does not release her tzara. However, the chalitza of the tzara, which releases her completely, also releases the one who received the maimer from the zika. Of course, she must still receive the get. The Gemara asks the following shaila. Bailas haget ubailas maimer, eizmen kedemes. If he gave a get to one yavama and a maimer to another yavama, which one is the preferred one from chalitza? Bailas haget adifa mishum de aschaba b'chalitza? Is her chalitza stronger because with the get he already began to sever their relationship? Oidilma bailas maimer adifa mishum de kareva labia? Or is the other one's chalitza stronger because with the maimer he had strengthened their relationship? The Gemara proves from a braisa shmamina ki adodi ninu shmamina. They are equal, and as Rashi writes, v'yachlitz le'eze shirta shechalitza shtein gru. He can give chalitza to either one to release both of them because either chalitza would be equally deficient. The Gemara proceeds to another case in a similar scenario. Amrav hu namarav beiz achayis yavamis shenafel lefnei yavam echad. There are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Two sisters, Rachel and Leah, were married to Shimon and Levi, who subsequently died, and they fell for Yibum to Reuven. He cannot be miyam any one of them midrabanan because they are each achesu kukasai. He must do chalitza with each one because they are coming from a different baal. Rav adds, Meisa Rishayna Mutter B'Shnia, Meisa Shnia Mutter B'Rishayna. If either Rachel or Leah dies before Reuven did chalitza, he can be miyam the other because she is no longer achesu kukasai. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Meisa Shnia Mutter B'Rishayna, Abba Meisa Rishayna, Asa B'Shnia. Obviously, Shimon v'Levi did not die at the same moment. Therefore, let's say, for example, Shimon died first and Rachel became a Yavama. At that time, she was Mutter b'Yibum because she was not Anachesuk or Kasai. Later, when Levi died and Leah also became Yavama, they both are Asa b'Yibum because now both are Achesuk or Kasai. Therefore, Mesa Shnia Mutter b'Rishayna. If Leah, the second Yavama, dies, Rachel becomes Mutter b'Yibum. Shem Dehavi Yavama Shehutra, V'Nesra, V'Chazra V'Hutra. Because since she was Mutter b'shas nafila, although she became Asr in the interim, she now reverts to her status b'shas nafila. However, if Rachel, the first Yavama, dies, Leah remains Asr b'yibam. My time, she called Yavama, she'en anikarba, b'shas nafila, Yavama, yavoy aleha, ha'rezu ke'eshes ach she'esh labana basura, because she was Asr b'shas nafila and remained so forever. Rav, however, holds that this klal applies only by an Isser ever d'Oraisa, but not in our case, which is an Isser Zika d'Rabbanan. The Gemara questions both Rav Yochanan and Rav from the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Arba achin beiz mem nesuin beiz achoyiz, umisa han nesuin es achoyiz, hara elu chaltzus v'lo mesyabmus. The Mishnah does not suggest giving chalitza to the second one and being beyabim the first one. Obviously, the Mishnah holds that if Yavama became Asr b'yibim any time, even Shaloi b'shas nafila, she remains Asr forever. Rav Yochanan answered, Achoyis eni de mishanan. This Mishnah is not reliable. This discussion continues on the next daf.